Penguin Random House Audio presents The Ultimate History of Video Games, Volume 1. From Pong to Pokemon and beyond, the story behind the craze that touched our lives and changed the world, by Stephen L. Kent. Read for you by Dan Warren. Foreword. When Stephen Kent asked me to write the foreword to this book, I was deeply honored and rather pleased. I then started to wonder what I would write. These feelings made me realize that what is so useful about this book is that it chronicles the beginnings of a new entertainment medium. Our industry's greatest problem has been one of identity. Where, culturally, do video games fit? They don't fit into films. They don't fit into books. They don't fit into any existing pigeonhole. 12 years ago, when I produced my first game, my greatest challenge was to try to get someone interested in it. After talking with Stephen, I believe he has found a similar problem with placing this book. Thankfully, he persevered, as I did. However, now that we have this book, at last we have a faithful record on the cultural history of what I am sure will one day be one of the most important entertainment mediums in the world. It is shocking to me to open the first page and read through the first chapter and look back through the years of my life. Each chapter unveils a new episode in the history of computer games that coincides with my own history. What this highlights for me is that young people today think of computer games as a natural pastime, which was not always the case. They can't imagine a world without computer games, and what Stephen's book does, and it is the first to do this, is set out the history of computer games that is both compelling and compulsive. I endorse and encourage you to listen to this excellent audiobook. Peter Molyneux. Timeline. 1889. Fusajiro Yamauchi establishes the Marufuku Company to manufacture and distribute Hanafuda, Japanese playing cards. 1932. The Connecticut Leather Company is established by a Russian immigrant named Maurice Greenberg to distribute leather products to shoemakers. 1951. Yamauchi changes the name of Marufuku Company Ltd. to Nintendo, a term meaning leave luck to heaven. United States passes new laws regulating slot machines. Marty Bromley, who manages game rooms at military bases in Hawaii, buys machines and opens service games, Sega. David Rosen, returning from service in the U.S. Air Force during the Korean War, opens portrait painting business in Japan. 1954. David Rosen starts Rosen Enterprises and begins shipping photo booths to Japan. 1956. Rosen imports $200,000 worth of coin-operated electromechanical games to Japan and starts the country's coin-op business. 1958. Physicist Willie Higginbotham of the Brookhaven National Laboratories in New York invents an interactive table tennis-like game that is displayed on an oscilloscope. 1961. MIT student Steve Russell creates Space War, the first interactive computer game. 1962. Nolan Bushnell enters engineering school at the University of Utah. 1964. Rosen Enterprises, Japan's largest amusement company, merges with Service Games, which now has jukeboxes in over 6,000 locations, to form Sega Enterprises. 1965. Nolan Bushnell gets a summer job at a Salt Lake City carnival, where he is in charge of the game's midway. 1966. Ralph Baer begins researching interactive television games at Sanders Associates. Sega releases Periscope, a game that becomes such a hit in Japan that U.S. and European companies begin importing it. This is Japan's first amusement game export. Because of the high cost of shipping, U.S. arcade owners charge players 25 cents per play, setting what will eventually become the standard price for playing arcade games. 1968. Ralph Baer patents his interactive television game. 1969. Gulf and Western purchases Sega. Nolan Bushnell graduates from the University of Utah and accepts a job in California. 1970. Magnavox licenses Ralph Baer's television game from Sanders Associates. 1970. Bushnell begins work on an arcade version of Space War called Computer Space. 1971. Nutting Associates purchases Computer Space from Nolan Bushnell and hires him to help manufacture it. Nutting begins shipping Computer Space, the first arcade video game machine. 1972. Magnavox begins demonstrating Odyssey in private showings. Bushnell attends a demonstration of the console on May 24th in Burlingame, California. Bushnell leaves Nutting and starts Syzygy with partner Ted Dabney. Finding that the name Syzygy is already taken, they rename their company Atari. Atari engineer Al Alcorn creates Pong. Magnavox releases Odyssey. Magnavox sues Atari on grounds that Pong infringes on Ralph Baer's patents. Nolan Bushnell decides to settle out of court. 1973. Taito, Williams, and Midway enter the video game business. 1975. Atari creates prototypical home Pong unit and sells idea to Sears Roebuck. Namco begins making video games. Strapped for cash, Nolan Bushnell approaches venture capitalist Don Valentine for funding. Midway Games imports a Taito game called Gunfight, the first game to use a microprocessor. 1976. The Connecticut Leather Company, now known as Coleco, releases Telstar, a television tennis game. Fairchild Camera and Instrument releases Channel F, the first programmable home game to use cartridges. Exidy Games releases Death Race, a game in which players drive over stick figures. Protests about the game are featured on 60 Minutes. Bushnell sells Atari to Warner Communications for $28 million. 1977. Atari opens the first Pizza Time Theater. Atari releases the video computer system, also known as the 2600. Mattel introduces a line of LED-based handheld video games. Shigeru Miyamoto joins Nintendo. Bally releases the Bally Professional Arcade home console. Nintendo releases its first home video game in Japan. 1978. Bushnell is forced out of Atari and buys the rights to Pizza Time Theater. Ray Kasser becomes the CEO of Atari. Nintendo releases Othello, its first arcade game. Atari releases football, and Midway releases Space Invaders. Both games attract record business. Magnavox releases the Odyssey 2. Cinematronics releases Space Wars, an arcade adaptation of the Space Wars game created at MIT. 1979. Capcom is founded in Japan. Atari releases Lunar Lander, its first vector graphics game. Later that year, Atari releases Asteroids, the company's all-time best-selling game. Atari game designer Warren Robinette introduces concept of Easter eggs to video games by hiding a room with his name in a 2600 game called Adventure. Mattel Electronics introduces the Intellivision game console. Milton Bradley releases Microvision, the first handheld programmable game system. 1980. Atari releases Space Invaders for the video computer system. The practice of selling home versions of arcade hits is started. Renegade programmers fleeing from Atari
Sample complete. Ready to continue?